Yes, would like to place on record that today the OCIDA main body, OCIDA meaning our civic initiative duty association, have held a press briefing at which they have informed the nation and the world at large that they are disassociating themselves from the letter written, purportedly written by Bishop Mpundu to the American ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez.
What do you say to the critics who are of the opinion that this is yet another incident of the government influencing an independent institution to divide the institution with various acts meant to undermine the importance of the role OCIDA plays, and by so doing, effectively tarnishing the reputation of OCIDA by an act of government? Your response to such criticism?
Well, government has no hand in all this that is spiraling out of control in terms of the unity of OCIDA. But the members of OCIDA who have come out in the open to register themselves as to how they stand in relation to that purported communique to the American ambassador have clearly pointed out the instances where Bishop Mpundu has made unilateral statements in the name of OCIDA without consultation, and how they have privately, within the confines of their conference rooms, been able to censure him so that going forward he would be consultative, but to no avail. And that the fact that now he appears to take this fight to another level, getting the international realm of engagement, they have had no choice but to come out in the open to disassociate themselves so that they don't give authenticity and validity of a statement which is not a product of consensus or consultation of OCIDA as an organization.
The core reason why the letter was written was a government measure in parliament that would effectively muzzle the media or freedom of expression as enshrined in the constitution, and thereby demanding the law demanding that people get license before broadcasting. This is the very thing that the UPND railed against the former administration, and is now trying to codify this into law, effectively undermining the core pillar of democracy in Zambia, that is freedom of expression. How do you respond to that?
First of all, it has to be had in mind, firstly, that there is no piece of legislation or bill that has been brought before the Parliament of Zambia for consideration of possible enactment relating to legislating around freedom of expression and or speech in Zambia. There is nothing whatsoever. And in particular reference to the IBA, you know, Act, which is the Independent Broadcasting Authority Act, which regulates and legislates on issues to do with licensing of broadcasters, radio stations, TV stations, and so on. That is the one which is undergoing review for possible repeal and or amendment. And as it stands, it is being handled by the Ministry of Information, but it is still at stakeholder engagement consultative stage, where the stakeholders met at Mulungushi International Conference Center to speak to the possible areas that need to be looked at for amendment, and the various stakeholders. This was a public program to which all stakeholders in the country were invited to go and speak to those issues they were invited, and the public at large and sundry.
What assurances is the government giving the people of Zambia that their free speech as enshrined in the constitution will be protected by this government?
Well, first of all, freedom of speech as entrenched in the Zambian constitution is under no threat whatsoever, even in the face of this proposal, because this proposal has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Because, when you talk about freedom of speech and expression in line with enjoyment of the social media space, that is already regulated by the, Cyber Security and Cyber Crimes Act, of 2020, which was put in place by the previous administration.